Indians tickets. Hey, there's going to be drawings every hour. Well, every hour this afternoon at the Senior Fest. Rita Campbell joins us from the Lorain County Office on Aging, along with the General Health District, who's putting it on. Good morning, Rita.
Well, good morning. How are you today?
Oh, great. It looks like some nice, at least a part of a nice day for people to get out to the Spitzer Center at Lorain County Community College for your annual Senior Fest. It goes on from 1 until 4. It's a free event. What happens when I get out there if I'm a senior? Is it the folks that you're looking to have come out? What kind of things are taking place at the Senior Fest today?
Well, of course, we just love our seniors. We want to do all that we can to make sure that they have all the information and resources on the latest of the latest, and there's always new things out. And so we have over 80 tables of exhibits and vendors there that have information, products, and all kind of helps for them. There's going to be free health screenings, and we are also going to have back Greg and Lori. They are antique appraisers. It's like an antique road show. If you can bring an item in that at least you can carry, they will take a look at it and let you know the value of it. And last year, we just had a steady stream of people. The line went fast, but the whole time people were bringing items, and it was just really, really a great thing to see all those treasures at home. You know, that it's more than a memory. It may also have this really high value monetarily. And then we also have back this local celebrity gal. Her name's Deborah Rose. She's like a song storyteller, and she sings music from the oldies, and also has a partner with her that he is like a comedian, and the whole thing is just so well done. Last year we had two concerts with her, and it was standing room only. And so we've got a little bit more space. There's going to be two shows of that today. And then we, of course, have about a dozen gift cards that we're going to be giving away to some local restaurants, a grocery store. And so those are going to be drawn every day, every hour today. And also, there are going to be snacks there. I know that this is an important feature as well, is that there's going to be snacks, plenty of free parking. We have freed up a lot of parking spots over at the college today, so it should be phenomenal.
Rita, obviously the focus is on seniors, but is this a good opportunity for family members and caregivers to attend as well?
It really is. It is. You know, when we get older, and I'm including myself in that, there's no handbook that says this is what you need to do now. And so sometimes older adults and their families, they're like, I don't even know what's out there. And so many, many times we have the adult children give us a call at our office or come to an event like this. I think they call them the sandwich generation, don't they, where they may be taking care of their own family, and then they're also taking care of mom and dad.
Right, and then there's similarities but differences between dealing with both of those generations, I suppose. But you talk about different types of things, not only health screenings as well, but, you know, products and stuff. So I'm assuming things related to hearing or maybe adaptive things or folks that maybe have arthritis and have difficulty with stuff. There's a lot of things out there, technology, that can really help people in those ages.
Yes, it is. Yes, it's. I just saw a product the other day where on a phone, it pops up and translates what the caller is saying in type. And I thought, my gosh, that's marvelous. So there's many things, you know, that can make life just easier, improve the quality of life. You know, diabetic shoes, that's something. The hearing aids, my gosh, it's a glorious thing when you can hear really, really clear. And then we have the three big hospitals in town are going to be there. Cleveland Clinic, I'm only saying this alphabetically, Cleveland Clinic, Mercy Hospital, and University Hospitals. They're going to be there as well.
And, of course, they have a lot of different programs, not only with dealing with, you know, illnesses and stuff, but a lot of preventative of that in classes and in literature as well. So it gives people a chance to look at some of those things. And, obviously, the Lorain County Office on Aging has a lot of things going on with seniors, not only with this health as well, and you got newsletters and things, I guess, just to keep people connected, and that's a key. A lot of times when people get older, they don't want to feel isolated then.
Yes, that's really, really true. We just had a big meeting with the General Health District, and two very important men that were there was Dwayne Streeter, the chief of president of the Police Chief Association, and Jeff Young, president of the Fire Chief Association. And they were just telling us, my gosh, to learn all this about the seniors and the information out there, and the key thing is connection, is for folks in the community to know what is already available for them, and they may not even know. And we just, you know, we just can't assume that, you know, because this is something we're involved in, that everybody has this kind of, you know, information and phone numbers.
Right, and you also talk about, when you mentioned, like, law enforcement, it makes me think you always have to watch out for these elderlies and the scams that might be taking place. So just being informed and letting people know about things that are out there for their safety as well as their health is a benefit, too.
Yes.
You got the Senior Fest again going on today from 1 until 4. It's free, plenty of parking. It's over at the Spitzer Center at Lorain County Community College, and people just need to come by and do, if you have that, something that you can carry, not too big, though I've seen some women's purses, so they can pretty much handle any size object if they need to bring anything in. But you do have those folks that are kind of appraising different items just to give an idea of maybe some value, or maybe they get to share some special piece that they haven't shown to some folks in a while. And you got the musical entertainment as well. 1 to 4 today, Senior Fest at the college. Rita Campbell, thanks for your time this morning. Appreciate it.
Oh, okay. All the best to you. Thank you.
Thanks.